Stacey Clemmer here from Paws and Tails. I'm here today with author Dave Carl. I understand you have written the very first Paws and Tails book entitled The Overcomers.
That's right, Stacey. And thanks for having me here.
So, is The Overcomers something very different, or is it a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story?
Good question, Stacey. It absolutely is a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story. The Overcomers is like one giant Paws and Tails episode. The kids are all getting into a whole new adventure, and Minion is at it again up in the heights of Wild Mountain. And we even meet some new characters for the first time. I'm excited for folks to see what comes next.
This is so exciting, Dave. Get your copy today at pawsandtails.org.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. We have had some interesting visitors in Wildwood in the past, but none like this. Ezra has come down out of the mountains. Being a friend of Papa Chuck's from the early days, that makes him a pretty interesting character in and of itself. But what makes him a truly one-of-a-kind interesting visitor is that he has brought down with him nearly 200 sheep. Old Ezra is a sheepdog who needs little help.
So, where are all these sheep?
Just east of town a ways. Papa Chuck says we'll get paid.
Well, I like the sound of that.
I think it'll be fun playing with a sheep for a day.
Ezra, that's the shepherd's name. Ezra's sort of sick, I guess. Doc Lowell's sending him to Frontera for some kind of treatment. It'll only take one day, and he needs some help with his sheep.
We'll be shepherds, just like David from the Bible.
We could make slings, like David used on Goliath.
Yeah, slings!
I'm gonna make a big, sticky thing with a hook on the end. Oh, like in the Christmas pageant.
How much is he gonna pay? What does a shepherd do? Sit and watch sheep? Sounds like any goofball could do that.
We could name them and teach them tricks.
It'll be so fun to be a shepherd. Do you think that there will be some of those little black sheep?
Oh, that would be so cute.
No, I think that pretty much their fleece will be white as snow.
Yeah? Well, they'll be cute anyway.
I'm not sure, but they may very well follow you everywhere you go.
You think?
Well, they just might follow you to school one day.
Well, that would be so fun.
But that would be totally against the rules.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it would.
You guys, leave her alone.
Well, Papa Chuck told him we were good helpers. We're supposed to meet up with Ezra after school for some shepherd training. And then tomorrow, he'll go to Frontera, and we'll be the shepherds.
So it was Friday afternoon, and the club was on their way to becoming shepherds. Goose had indeed made a sticky thing with a hook on the end. Ned and CJ had made slings out of yarn and cloth. And Stacy had musical plans for the sheep.
That's not gonna help.
It is too. Music calms the sheep.
I didn't find that very calming.
It didn't calm me.
I'm learning, okay?
Oh.
Goose, you almost hit me with that stick.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure how the sling thing works. How do you aim?
I was thinking the same thing. I bet Ezra will know. He's been a shepherd for years.
Hey, guys!
Ow, Goose, watch it!
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Hey, watch it!
Ow, Goose! Hold it up straight!
Yeah, sorry.
Watch your head!
Goose!
Ah!
Sorry. Done with the stick thing.
Hi. I'm Joseph from Santa Paula, California. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
Hello, everyone. Ned the Beaver here for Paws and Tails. Oh, we have such good news to tell you.
What are you doing in here, Ned?
Tiffany, what? Why are you?
I just heard that Dave Carl has written the first Paws and Tails book. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm... I mean, only if you want that to be true. Of course it's true. Why are you here?
I am here to promote the book, of course.
Really? You want to help?
Of course. I want everyone to read this book and learn about repentance and about the mean old vulture that tries to get Stacy mad at the club and how Crockett and Smidge take care of the men they call the shovels. What could be better than all of that?
Wow, color me surprised. I didn't think you would be interested in this.
Ned Cleaver, I am nothing if not a team player.
Not exactly how I would describe you.
So, if all you listeners can hear me now, I want you to all go out and get your own copy of The Overcomers, the very first Paws and Tails book ever.
Amazing, Tiffany! I just did not expect...
I'm buying 100 copies myself, so the very least you could do is get one.
Oh, okay. Wait, we try not to be mean to the audience? Thank you for stopping by, Tiffany Rockler, on behalf of the very first Paws and Tails book ever, The Overcomers.
Go right now to pawsandtails.org and buy it. Now.
Kinda mean right there. Let's stop the tape. I don't feel safe. Stop the tape, Joelle.
We will stop the tape when I say stop tape.
Hey!
Yeah, hey. Did you hear that?
Sheep! Let's go!
Stop!
What? What'd we do?
Come quietly.
That was pretty rude.
Yeah.
Are you the kids that Pawpaw Chuck told me about?
We sure are.
Well, good. The first thing you need to learn about sheep is that they're very, very timid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Any sudden loud noise could send them running in a panic. They might even trample the young lambs or even run off a cliff.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. Okay, no sudden noises. Hello, sir. My name's Stacy. Whoa! What is that smell?
That would be the smell of about 200 sheep. Caring for sheep is not for everyone. You gotta have it in your blood.
Oh, I had no idea sheep smell. Oh, that is bad.
Well, Pawpaw Chuck described all of you to me. You would be Goose.
Yep.
You must be Ned.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ.
Yes, sir.
You get used to the smell. Well, they do, Marcia, but only after their wool is sheared and washed. While it's on them, it's pretty oily. Dust and dirt stick to them pretty good. Makes them look, not quite snowy. You can't hold your noses all day, you know.
I know. I don't think that I'm shepherd material.
I want to play my flute and calm the sheep.
Stacy, don't. If you play, I'm pretty sure the whole flock will run off a cliff.
Very funny.
I'd consider it myself.
Me too, sir.
I sort of...
Feel free to go, girls.
Okay, goodbye.
I'll stay.
Glad to have you, CJ. Ned?
Well, how much do you pay?
$5 a day.
Oh. Well, I believe shepherding is in my blood after all. Can you tell us how to use a sling?
Well, I've only tried it a couple of times myself. All I know about it is to use small stones and keep your arms straight.
Why?
Well, because... Oh, no.
What? Where's it going?
Beats me. Let's go.
Whoa! He just knocked that sheep over. That doesn't seem very shepherd-like.
What are you doing?
She's choking on burrweeds.
What do we do?
I gotta get it out.
How you get it out without sticking your hand down her throat?
Come on, girl. Open up.
You're not really gonna...
Okay, that is really sick.
Ah, there you go, girl. You'll be fine now.
Shepherds do stuff like that?
On occasion.
Hey, it's starting to rain. We better get inside somewhere.
Well, in my wagon, you'll find a couple of ponchos you can put on.
You mean we're staying out in the rain?
A shepherd never leaves his sheep alone, CJ.
No, of course not.
$5 a day. $5 a day. $5 a day.
Well, the
prospect of shepherding was getting worse by the minute. CJ and Ned were discovering just how much work these sheep take and how much of himself the shepherd gives to care for them. After sitting in the rain for about an hour under a poncho, CJ was just about to quit his short career as a shepherd.
Well, looks like the rain's let up.
Yeah, Mr. Ezra, I don't think that... Hey there, little guy. What are you doing here?
Well, it looks like you made a friend.
Ned, look at this little lamb. He's rubbing up against me like a cat.
Yeah, dandy.
Hey, if this poncho is waterproof, how come I'm soaked?
You're something else, little fella. He is so cute.
Nothing better than a new lamb.
What's your name, fella? You got a name yet?
Well, I really don't name my sheep.
Well, then, I'll call you... What'll I call you? Oscar.
Oscar?
Oscar? You can't name a lamb Oscar. You name a lamb Snowflake or, you know, Cotton Ball or... You don't name a lamb Oscar.
Hello, Oscar. Hey, come back. What happened to Oscar?
I think he hates his name.
No, he heard his mother call.
There's 100 sheep making noise. How can he tell the difference?
Well, they can. If Oscar was scared or hurt and called out for his mother, she could pick out his voice from 1,000 other lambs, and she'd come running. Well, why don't you boys stroll through the pasture and keep an eye out for more burr weeds? Pull them up and throw them somewhere where the sheep can't get to them.
Okay. Let's go, Ned.
Okay. I can't take another minute of this.
Me either.
While the boys were complaining and planning on how to tell Ezra they were quitting, there were 3 unwelcome visitors eyeing the sheep. Bandit wolves were watching them from the cover of the nearby forest.
This is gonna be too easy.
Can it ever be too easy?
It won't be if Ezra leaves these knuckleheads in charge tomorrow. It'll be like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah. We're gonna have sheep for breakfast.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Let's stroll around the flock and get them in a little closer. They need to know they're safe or they won't get any rest.
Okay, sheep are really, really dumb. They eat bad things, they'll run off a cliff if scared, and they are completely helpless. How can you have any respect for them?
They don't need any respect. They just need love and tender care. It's just like the Lord gives to us. You ever know something is wrong, Ned, and then you do it anyway?
Well,
God, the Good Shepherd, loves you still. There's a lot to learn here about us and God from sheep. Now, keep your eyes open. So, I'm going to see you both here in the morning.
What time?
5:30.
In the morning?
It's still dark then.
That's technically still nighttime.
Well, I gotta catch the first train in the morning. The trip to Frontera is 3 hours one way. I'll need you at 5:30.
Nope, can't. I suppose I could do 8.
Ned.
CJ?
Yeah, 5:30.
Good enough then.
Well, he didn't want to do it, but CJ got up with the alarm at 4:45 in the morning. He trudged out to the pasture in the dark and met Ezra by his campfire.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, CJ. I've got some hot tea here for you.
Thanks.
Well, look who's come to say hello.
Hey there, Oscar. How are you? Oh, no, not in my ears. Stop it, Oscar.
Now, this should be pretty easy. Just need to go over a few things.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to move them today. But keep a lookout for cast sheep.
Cast sheep?
Cast sheep. Sheep that's rolled over on their backs. They can't get up by themselves, and if they stay like that too long, they'll die.
Cast sheep.
And the best place to watch the herd is up on that rock there, on the side of the hill. Keep an eye out for sheep that's run off and for those burr weeds, and keep them from fighting. Don't worry, you'll do fine. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be just great. What do you think, Oscar? Sit on a cold rock on the side of the hill or stay by the fire and sip tea? Warm and happy or cold and sad? Let's see a show of hands. The warm and happies have it.
Well, CJ snuggled in. Then he closed his eyes, then fell off to sleep. As he rubbed the sleep from his eyes, CJ got just a glimpse of 3 wolves running into the forest. Each one of them was dragging a dead sheep with him.
No! No! Stop! Shh! Calm down, you guys.
It's all over now. Nothing's gonna happen. Ezra didn't say anything about wolves! Sorry, I'm sorry. Calm down now. Oh, no, I fell asleep. Oscar? Oscar! No! Oscar, are you all right? Oh, no, you broke your leg. This is my fault. How does a shepherd mend a broken lamb's leg? Where's your mama, Oscar? She should hear you by now. Oh, no. Oscar, the wolves got your mama.
All that was good.
Ugh, I am so full.
This is too easy.
Yeah, we could have taken the whole flock.
Who wants to have a flock of sheep? I mean, we just let the bear cub take care of it for us,
Do
right?
you know how hard it is to take care of a flock of sheep?
No. No, but I bet that bear cub does.
Hey, what do you want for dinner? Maybe
more sheep!
That is such a coincidence. I love sheep.
Hey, let's do it just like we did this morning.
Oh, this is just too easy.
Well, CJ put a splint on Oscar's leg as best he could. He calmed down the flock, and himself, for that matter. He started carrying little Oscar over both shoulders, just like he'd seen shepherds do in the pictures at Sunday school. He pulled up some burr weeds and helped a couple of sheep that were stuck on their backs. He'd even done some practicing with his sling.
Hey, CJ, top of the morning to you.
Ned, quiet, the sheep.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So much for 8 o'clock.
I know I'm late, but you know
what's
early.
Never mind.
Wow, that's some knot on your forehead. What happened?
Just an accident.
Yeah, I'd say it was. What's wrong with the lamb?
Oscar.
What's wrong with Oscar?
Oh, I think the 3 wolves that came and killed Oscar's mom and 2 other sheep might have stepped on him.
No, wolves? Really?
Oscar's leg is broken.
Oh, man. What did you do?
Stood there, dazed and helpless, and watched him run off with the sheep. I was not a good shepherd. And the sheep suffered because of it.
Sure you were.
Ned, I'd fallen asleep.
Oh, I see. Sorry I wasn't here to help. I'm gonna practice with my sling in case they come back.
Don't use that big of a stone.
No, this is a good stone.
Keep your arm straight.
Yeah.
I'll say it one more time. Keep your arm...
Ow! My head! I hit myself with my own sling! Ow!
Should've listened to me. How do you think I got my bump?
Oh.
No. Get away from that!
She's choking. Come here, girl. No! You're not gonna...
She's gonna choke to death.
Oh, stick your hand down its throat.
There you go, girl. It's okay now. Go on.
Oh, okay. That was sick. The smell of them is sick. Oh, look what I just stepped in. I hate sheep.
Ned, quiet. You're upsetting my flock.
My flock? You are taking this a little too seriously, don't you think?
I am now. We gotta make a plan for tonight.
What tonight?
Those wolves are gonna come back. I know it.
Whoa. Slow down there, partner. What do you mean, make a plan? If they want a sheep or two, I guess they can have them.
No, they can't. I messed up once, and it won't happen again. These sheep are in danger. And I'm their shepherd.
Hi, I'm Lorelai from Huntington Beach, California. One of the many reasons I love listening to Paws and Tails is Goose. She just cracks me up sometimes like Ned. Wait until you happens next time and stay tuned, there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hi, I'm Priscilla from California. Don't go away because there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hello, Paws and Tails listeners. Can you all just stop everything? Thank you. so much. I am Tiffany Rockler, the richest girl in Wildwood, and I am here to tell you about the very first Paws and Tails book ever. It is like an expanded version of a regular episode. It is full of adventure. Ned, you are supposed to be the great sound effects guy. Give me adventure sounds, please.
We haven't had time.
Do it.
Okay, adventure words on three. One, two,
wow!
Amazing! This is so awesome!
We will fix it in post. The book is also jam-packed with Paws and Tails fun. Do something fun.
Okay, let's all laugh on three. One, two.
I am doing all the work here. You, read this for me.
Sure. Just log on to pawsandtails.org, get your own copy of The Overcomers by David Carl. Lovely, that'll do it.
Are you joking? That was not lovely, and we will do it again. And again, if we need to, until it is perfect.
And we're out!
The sun was beginning to set, and Ezra was not back, so CJ and Ned prepared as best they could for another attack from the wolf bandits.
Okay, see that little bush over there?
Yeah.
Watch it.
Not quite.
Hey, it's better than before. At least the stone is going in front of me now.
I'm not doing any better. I think we might be ready for another wolf attack, say, middle of spring.
Oh, I'm telling you, the smell of these sheep is unbelievable.
No, it's not so bad. Is it, Oscar? It's not so bad.
Hey, what happened to you? When did you get all shepherdized?
I've been thinking since the attack this morning. This shepherd thing is really hard. A shepherd could only be a shepherd if he really, really loved his sheep.
Okay.
God is the good shepherd. The best shepherd ever. He loves us even when we do stuff that's bad for us and we know it. He protects us from stuff we don't even know is dangerous. Just like when I keep the flock away from a cliff. I even think that when things are going really wrong and it feels like God has grabbed me by the throat and I get all angry with him, maybe at those times, he's really saving me from something as bad as poison weeds.
You got all that today?
Hey, being a shepherd gives a fellow lots of time to think.
I guess. Hey, did you hear that?
Yep. Here they come. Get ready. Small stones.
Keep your arms straight. Ow, ow.
Stop!
Don't make another move!
Hey, what's this?
This is our flock. You better just turn around and slunk off into the woods, or you will taste the steel of my sword. Ugh.
Taste of what?
Steel of your sword?
It's from a comic book I just read. I'm a little nervous, okay? Why don't you take a crack at it?
You will feel the smack from our sling stones! Oh, that was embarrassing.
What's a sling stone?
Get out of here, or you'll be sorry!
Uh-huh. Better. Short and to the point.
I am hungry, and you two are not going to stop me from... What? What's that?
It's my sling, and you're going to have a stone right in the side of your head!
I doubt it. Hey, I think I'll get the big fat sheep over there. Come here. Ow! Ouch! Oh, ouch! Ouch!
What?
Hey, he hit me in the head with a stone. That really smart.
It wasn't him. He's still over there swinging that thing.
It's a rapid-fire sling. Did you do that?
I did not.
That's enough. Let's get some dead.
Ouch! Ouch! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Who did that?
Well, what's that mean?
You really did it! You got him!
Hey, you said this would be easy.
Look at the knot on my head.
We don't want that knot to get lonely, do we? That was too much, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was fine.
Take this!
Uh-oh.
Hey, where'd it go?
Behind them, bunch of knuckleheads. Let's get some sheep. Ow! Hey, where'd that come from?
It's you, Major Nolte!
Hey, where'd that come from? Hey, run, you suckers!
Hey, you said this would be easy.
Hey, I'm getting out of here. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
never been happier to see you guys.
I've never been happy to see you guys.
Hey, that was fun.
That was more fun than chasing sheep. Oops.
Do you ever think before you talk?
You came to chase off my flock.
Hey, relax, Cyclops. Thumping on wolves is much more fun anyway.
Did you see him run? Oh, I think I threw out my arm.
Yeah, what did I tell you? Before you throw hard, you always need to warm up.
Well, thanks anyway. We couldn't have stopped him without you.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, gifts are, like, always appropriate.
Yeah, and flowers are the best way to express your feelings.
Really? You want flowers?
Oh, you goofball. It was a joke.
Hey, let's go.
Aren't people supposed to laugh at a joke? I think they are.
One of these days, I am going to knock you so hard.
Ned, we stood up to the wolves.
We kept our arms straight, and we stood. Wow.
Today, we were good shepherds.
Yeah, we were. I want tomorrow off. I'm pooped.
Me too. This is really hard.
CJ and Ned learned a lot that day. Most importantly, though, CJ learned a little more about God. He learned that when the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd," it means that God never gets tired of caring for us, of protecting us. CJ also learned that just like it was for Oscar, there is no better, safer place for a sheep to be than as close as he can get to the Good Shepherd.
First was, this is not for me. Taking care of sheep as dumb as rocks that smell like burned up herbal tea. And with their choking on the grass and their fear of every noise, I wanted to go home, 'cause there at least I had some toys. They're always wandering off and they are always into trouble every day. Caught in thickets and in ditches, if it weren't for me, they'd never find their way. But when I looked at their sweet faces, I saw familiar traces, and that's when I was suddenly aware that though I am a cub, I really am a sheep in Jesus' care. I'm wandering, roaming, believing Jesus, my shepherd, he keeps me from going astray, guiding me day after day. He knows me by name, yes, he knows every little hair that's on my head. He is wide awake when I'm asleep and dreaming, tightly tucked in bed. And when I'm feeling and lonely, as if I'm on my only, I call to him and he is always there. So though I am a cub, I'm glad that I'm a sheep in Jesus' care. He's watching, guarding, protecting.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside the still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil,
for you are with me.
Keeps me from going astray.
order a copy of today's program, The Good Shepherd, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Good Shepherd was written and directed by David Carl. The song, The Shepherd, was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.